As the saying goes, if you can remember the 60s, you probably weren't there. Well, I don't remember the 60s, and I can tell you that I definitely wasn't there. But I still love the music. Welcome to The 60s Rock with me, Sarah Stacey. Over the next hour, I'll be taking you through a selection of some of my favourite rock songs from one of the most exciting musical decades there has ever been. So sit back, relax, or, you know, maybe grab your air guitar and have a bit of a rock out. As we start the show with a true classic, this is Cream with White Room.
Tired, starving.
Cream there with White Room from 1968. That was released as a single and it was included on their double album Wheels of Fire. So Cream were one of the great supergroups, consisting of Jack Bruce, who sang lead vocal on that song and was also the bass player, Eric Clapton on guitar and Ginger Baker on drums. Ginger Baker plays in 5/4 time at the beginning of that song. I think that's one of the reasons why I love that song so much. It's like, apart from the excellent guitar, the drums are just, it's such a unique rhythm, you know. So, yeah, I've always loved Cream. I discovered them when I was about 13 and, yeah, just completely fell in love with them. Would have liked to have seen them live when they got back together a few years ago for reunion shows, but sadly didn't happen. So next up, we have a band who were incredibly influential, but sadly quite underrated. So the Yardbirds were one of the great bands of the 60s. Three of the most legendary guitarists of all time featured in this band at different times. Eric Clapton again, Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck. Jimmy Page, of course, went on to play in Led Zeppelin. So by the Yardbirds are kind of considered by some people to be like the precursor of Led Zeppelin. But I think they were far, far better than Led Zeppelin, to be honest. I have to be honest, I was never a massive Led Zeppelin fan. But yeah, I think the Yardbirds are just much, much better. Their lead singer, Keith Relf, is sadly not mentioned by a lot of people today. He tragically died of electrocution in 1976, aged just 33, while playing an improperly earthed electric guitar in his basement. So that was a great tragedy. And he was one of the great singers of the 60s. So this is the Yardbirds with Over Under Sideways Down. Over Under Sideways Down by the Yardbirds, one of my favourite bands of all time. So you're listening to the 60s Rock with Sarah Stacey. Just to recap, this is a show where I'll be playing some great classic rock and roll songs from the 60s, which is one of the best decades for music, in my opinion. So yeah, there was a lot more to the 60s than, you know, than just rock and roll. You had like Motown and all sorts of stuff going on. But this particular show just purely deals with the rock, because all the other great stuff is covered elsewhere. My esteemed colleague, Ben Van Hook, plays some great Motown songs on his show on Burst. So you should definitely check that out, because, you know, it's fantastic. So moving on to the next track now, I'm going to play The Small Faces, another of my favourite 60s bands. So this is the band that eventually became The Faces, fronted by Rod Stewart, and included Ronnie Wood. But The Small Faces were one of the original mod bands of the 60s. Steve Marriott, the lead singer, later of Humble Pie, had one of the best voices ever. I read a description of him once in a magazine, said that he was like the best, possibly the best white soul singer of all time. And I wouldn't disagree with that, to be honest. His fantastic voice. Like Keith Relf of the Yardbirds, Steve Marriott is another lead singer who died too young. In fact, the 25th anniversary of his death was just a few days ago. So this particular song was on the Small Faces concept album Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, which was released in 1968. This is a fantastic song, some great keyboards in it too. So this is called Afterglow of Your Love.
That I'm having just a year. You know that he's loving you the way I do. Knows that there's every way I need you. You know that she gives me the afterglow of you. It's all around me, everywhere. Love has come to touch my soul with someone who really cares. No one can deny us. People who once passed me by will turn their heads round. A feeling that I could not see or touch or try to hide. My love is in and around you. Hey, I bless the day that I found you. So
thank you.
Small Faces with Afterglow, probably my favourite song of theirs. And that was from 1968, Ogden's Not Gone Flake, a great album. So when I was in my early teens, I went through a kind of a real 60s phase. I listened to a lot of mod stuff. I remember buying a compilation album, and that was how I discovered a lot of, you know, these bands, and the Small Faces were one of them. And I just got really, really into them. So next up, I'm going to play a track by one of those bands that I discovered on this particular compilation album. A band that's not really talked about anymore, but, you know, were very, very talented. The Creation. Ronnie Wood was in this band before he joined The Faces and later The Rolling Stones. It seems like Ronnie Wood was everywhere at one point or another. But as far as I'm aware, he wasn't on this particular track. He wasn't in the band at this point. So this is a single from 1967. This is The Creation with If I Stay Too Long. That was The Creation with If I Stay Too Long from 1967. I'd highly suggest checking out more of their music, because if you love the 60s as much as I do, then you'll really enjoy them, I think. So we're going all psychedelic now. This is the point in the show where we get into, you know, some of the real trippy 60s stuff. So this is a band I'm sure you'll know all about, Jefferson Airplane. fronted by a wonderful singer called Grace Slick. So this is one of their most famous songs. And to me, when I think of, you know, psychedelic songs, this is one that comes to mind pretty much straight away. It's got incredibly evocative lyrics based on Alice in Wonderland, which Grace Slick herself apparently loved as a child. You can hear pretty easily from the lyrics that, you know, drugs were kind of, a real topic of conversation at the time. And in fact, this was probably one of the first songs with drug references in it to get past the censors at the time and be played on the radio. That's pretty much what this song is about, to be honest, but it's fantastic. So this is Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit. Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit from their Surrealistic Pillow album from 1967. You're listening to The 60s Rock. I'm Sarah Stacey and I'm playing 60s Rock. While you're listening to this, actually, if you can think of any particular songs that you would like to hear on a future episode, then please do get in touch. You can tweet us at Burst Radio. And you can also get in touch on our Facebook page, burst.co.uk. So send those requests my way for a future show if you have any. So coming up on the show very shortly, I will have a segment which I'll explain more about. It's to do with classic albums, so that's coming up soon. In the meantime, I'm going to play another very underrated band called The Move. They were from Birmingham and they featured Roy Wood, who you may know from the 70s when he did that big, big Christmas hit with Wizard. But he should be remembered for much more than that because he was a great songwriter, very prolific. And this is a great example of his songwriting. Jeff Lynne from ELO was also in the band a bit later on, I think early 70s. That kind of period. So The Move's single Flowers in the Rain was the very first record ever played on BBC Radio 1 in 1967. Fun fact. So this is another of their singles. This is The Move with I Can Hear the Grass Grow. That was The Move, I Can Hear the Grass Grow. Hope you enjoyed that track. I certainly did. So now we move on to that segment I mentioned a few minutes ago. This is a segment that I'm hoping to do on future episodes as well. So this is classic albums, and it's basically where I focus on a track from a particular 60s rock album that deserves a mention, really. That's basically the concept behind this. So the album we're focusing on now for the first show is SF Sorrow by The Pretty Things. It was the fourth album by The Pretty Things, released in 1968, and it's one of the very first rock concept albums and one of the first rock operas. Now, there were rock operas springing up in various places. In 1969, The Who released Tommy, but SF Sorrow came out a year beforehand. Many people actually have suggested that The Who may have been influenced by this album when making Tommy, but they've always denied it. So who knows, basically? I'll leave that one up to you. The Pretty Things have rather unfairly been labelled a poor man's Rolling Stones. This album, I think, SF Sorrow, proves that they were much, much more than that. They were a great band in their own right. So this is the opening track from that album, and it is called SF Sorrow Is Born. Welcome back to the 60s Rock with me, Sarah Stacey. That was The Pretty Things with SF Sorrow Is Born, and that was from the classic albums segment. And in this first episode, we focused on SF Sorrow, one of the first rock operas. So moving on now to an American band, very well known to all of you, I'm sure, The Doors. This is a track from their second album, Strange Days, from 1967. It was a very successful album, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Albums chart. So this is the song Strange Days from the album Strange Days by The Doors.
Strange.
That was The Doors with Strange Days from the album of the same name. So we're going back to the very beginning of the decade now, all the way back to 1960. And this is probably my favourite ever instrumental track. This was a song that I spent ages trying to learn when I first got my guitar. And, you know, it seems once you become kind of proficient at the guitar, it seems like something that should be fairly easy to learn. But there's just so much in it. It's so hard to describe. Just so many little tricks and things that are very difficult to nail. And the tone of this guitar is just astonishing. So I'm fairly okay at this song now at this stage. But I don't think I'll ever be happy completely with how I play it, because how can you replicate something like this? This is The Shadows with Apache. Now, The Shadows were originally Cliff Richard's backing band, but they struck out on their own, and this was a huge hit for them. It was written by Jerry Lorden, and it actually topped the UK singles chart for 5 weeks. So, yeah, one thing I've never been able to understand is people who won't listen to instrumentals. I mean, you know, what's that all about? So this is a really distinctive song. Everyone knows this. Hank Marvin is a great guitarist. I'm sure you've seen him popping up on TV ads playing this and everything, because I can think of an example or two. So this is The Shadows with Apache from 1960. There you go, a lovely instrumental for you there. Apache by The Shadows, one of the great songs of the 60s. And yeah, that is not easy to play, let me tell you. So now we're going down under. We're featuring an Australian band now called The Easy Beats. Now, this band featured George Young on guitar. And if that surname sounds familiar, you know, in rock and roll history, that's because George Young is the older brother of AC/DC's Angus and Malcolm. He also went on to be AC/DC's producer, and he was incredibly influential, you know, in his younger brothers' lives. It was him who taught them how to play guitar and how to write songs. So you could say that he basically kick-started AC/DC's career in a way. Now, the Easy Beats were considered by many to be Australia's answer to the Beatles, so you can hear that whole kind of sound going on here. This particular song made them the first Australian band to achieve international chart success, so this was a big, big hit for them outside of Australia. This is the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
That was the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind, some great 60s Australian rock. So now we're going back to Britain, and I'm going to play the debut single by The Zombies. This song reached number 12 on the UK singles chart when it was released in 1964, and it reached number 1 in America. This song was actually inspired by a John Lee Hooker song. So that particular song was called No One Told Me, which formed the opening lines of this Zombies track. So this song has been covered numerous and numerous times over the years by, God, seemingly everybody. I'm just looking through a list here. There's been so many cover versions. Crowded House, Tim Curry, Vanilla Fudge, The Doves. There have been French versions and, God, just, yeah, so many covers. And one of the most famous ones was Santana. They covered it on their 1977 album Moonflower. And that version reached number 11 in the UK and also charted in the US and Canada. So there we go. This is The Zombies with their debut single from 1964, She's Not There.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She acted the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Well, wasn't that electric piano solo just fantastic? That was The Zombies with She's Not There from 1964. And this is The 60s Rock with Sarah Stacey. And they do indeed rock, as hopefully I've demonstrated over the last hour. So I hope you've enjoyed all the great music that I've been playing today, if you're as into the 60s as I am. And if you're not, well, who knows, maybe I've converted you. So thank you very much for listening. And as I said earlier, if you have any requests for a future show, if you'd like to hear your favourite 60s rock track played on the show, then do get in touch at burst.co.uk on Facebook and at Burst Radio on Twitter. I'm Sarah Stacey, and thank you very much for listening. This last track I'm going to play has a local connection. Guitarist Robert Fripp is a Dorset man. He was born in Wimborne. So there you go. This is the third track from King Crimson's debut album In the Court of the Crimson King from 1969. Pete Townsend called it an uncanny masterpiece, and it may well be. It was one of the first prog rock albums. Greg Lake sings the lead vocal, and the Epitaph record label was named after this song. So there you go. This is King Crimson with Epitaph to finish off the show. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
Sunlight brightly gleams. every man is torn apart with nightmares and with dreams. Well, no one laid the laurel when silence drowns the screams. Confusion will be my epitaph as I crawl a cracked and broken path. If we make it, we can all sit back and laugh. But I fear tomorrow I'll be crying. Yes, I fear tomorrow I'll be crying. Yes, I fear tomorrow I'll be crying. Thank you. cracked and broken glass. If we make it, we can all sit back and laugh.